Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Because as children, by kindergartners, we were brainwashed into thinking what our government was teaching us in public schools was the truth. Now, here's the definition of republic. And you tell me, and you decide on your own, if making a statement of allegiance to a government and to the republic has been a true or a lie. Now, here's the definition of republic: a state in which supreme power is held by the people and their elected representatives, and which has an elected or nominated president rather than a monarch. Okay, think about that for a minute. I'm going to read it one more time. So we're clear about the deception and corruption just from elementary school. I pledge allegiance to what the flag of the United States. A republic is, let me repeat it again, a state in which supreme power is held by who? The people, and their elected representatives, and which has an elected or nominated president rather than a monarch. Now think about if there's any truth at all in our state of our United States today and that statement about what a republic is. Okay, I'm going to let you marinate on that, and then I'm going to introduce some of you to Ralph Smart. Ralph Smart makes YouTube videos practically every day. And I always listen to them to see if there's something I can share with you relevant to our topic tonight, overcoming 50 years. Now, 50 years is actually a number I just chose. It's probably longer than that, but we're just using 50 as an example, because the 1986 act that Ronald Reagan signed, giving certain corporations, freedom from liability of injury to anyone who takes their product, okay? You may know what I'm talking about. Over 50 years, it started long before 1986, but we're just talking about the act that was signed into law. deep deception and corruption. So what we really have, we don't have a republic if you want to really look into etymology. What we have is what I call a corporatocracy. Now, you might think, well, is that a real word? Yes, it's actually in the dictionary. Corporatocracy. Let me read and see if you think this describes more what we're living under, corporatocracy. Okay, I've got to spell it right. Corporate. Doesn't spell corporate. It's C, corporatocracy. Corporatocracy. Now, this is actually a word in the dictionary. Think about whether a republic, where supreme power is given to the people, or this more likely feels the truth of what this government in the United States is about. Corporatocracy is a society or system that is governed or controlled by corporations. Think about that one. Now, corporatocracy is actually a legitimate term. I believe that that is what we are dealing with today in the United States and even all over the world, that we have corporations that they call lobbyists who feed our elected representatives the energy of dollars and money to have them do the bidding of the corporation. So a society or system that is governed or controlled by corporations. So now that we have those definitions out the way, a little etymology here, corporatocracy versus I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. The United States stands for the republic? Hell no. We know that now. That's the words that have been thrown at us for all our lives, basically. And now this year, thank goodness, 2023 is here, a seven. We have the opportunity to bring some solutions that bring back our supreme power, which would be a corporate republic. So those two words, keep in mind, republic and corporatocracy, as we go through the show tonight. Hang on to your seats. It's going to be a bumpy ride maybe, but this is going to be a discussion that is so needed tonight for us to come back to the supreme power that describes a republic. We have got to hold these people, elected representatives, so-called, accountable now. 2023 is the year to hold these elected officials accountable to the word, I pledge allegiance to the United States flag and the republic. They've been programming us all these years, so it's now time to hold them accountable. This is the year. So first I want to give you Ralph Smart's current teaching about the four stages of freedom from the matrix, because we could actually call this corporatocracy a matrix. But as you'll hear from Ralph Smart, it's just part of one of many, many systems in this earthly environment that are corrupt and deceitful. This is where we're going tonight. We want to uncover the deception, the corruption, in case you didn't know it up to now. We want to uncover it all tonight, reveal it to you, and as Ralph Smart points out, that's the first stage of freedom from the matrix, is your awareness to what the hell is going on, and then the pathway out to freedom. He's going to point out four stages. And I'd like you to consider, as he talks about, what stage are you in this freedom from this BS, corruption, deception, matrix, whatever you want to call it, the lies of I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. We're going to get to that, too. One nation under who? God? What is that? What we got to define God tonight, too, because that's part of the whole deception, the whole programming of years and years of I pledge allegiance. The question becomes, today, 2023, you need to know who you're pledging allegiance to by your words, by your actions, and more. But let's hear from Ralph Smart, one of my favorite YouTubers, on what exactly is going on. Now, Rav, this is a little long, but let me see. I have two, I have some other videos that I want to play that are shorter. Let me see which is shorter. Let's see. Medical. We might play, let me see, because I really want to get your feeling on what Ralph Smart is saying tonight to us about the Matrix. Well, we're going to play Ralph Smart. We go over a little bit tonight before the first break, but it's important for us to get an understanding of what this Matrix is all about and what stage are you in. Here we go. Ralph Smart, Four Stages of Freedom from the Matrix.
Everybody is talking about the Matrix these days, deep divers. The cat down the road is so surprised. Like, oh my gosh, it's going mainstream right now. This great awakening. We've come a long way, deep divers. We've come a long way. So, four stages of freedom from the Matrix revealed. We got a whole lot to talk about because we came here to be free every single day. And that's what we're going to do, deep divers. Wonderful, beautiful deep divers. I woke up like this, all magical and fly. Just let's breathe. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. What are we doing? Raising the frequency. You better be raising the vibration. Take that, take that, take that. Good ass energy. I'm sending you deep divers. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. We're here, deep divers. I'm FaceTiming you right now. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation. You can manifest anything you want. Anything, anything. All you got to do is give thanks. Now, the four stages of the Matrix. Revealed, right? The four stages of freedom from the Matrix revealed. Deep divers, I want everybody to hit that like button right now. I'm about to go in. Hit that like button right now, deep divers, and share this video if you support the real. So everybody seems to be talking about the Matrix this, the Matrix that, and this video is all about the four stages of freedom from the Matrix, okay? So we know that the Matrix is a system of control. Now, some people call it the establishment, some people call it the elites, but there are different kinds of matrixes, right? There is, for example, the food matrix. There is the media matrix. There is the government matrix. There are a whole lot of matrices. There are a whole lot of matrixes, deep divers. You catch my drift, right? So when we really talk about being free of the Matrix, right, there are stages to this, and I'm about to go through them one by one. Are you ready, deep divers? We're ready? And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? Let me tell you this, deep divers. A lot of people message me, and they're like, Ralph, right now, thank you so much for your videos. They've really helped me, and I'm doing what I love. And that's great to see. That's great to hear. And a lot of people know I always say, being free is your birthright. Now, I've been talking about the Matrix on YouTube for a long time. One of the first people to really talk about this concept, apart from the film, Infinite Waters, that's a fact, right? And I've been really the one to get this into the mainstream. Andrew Tate is another person who's really talked about that concept, the Matrix. So a lot is really going on in the world right now, right? And a lot of people have this concept of the Matrix, right? And they want to be free from it. Other people laugh at it, like KSI is saying, I don't believe in all of that Matrix stuff, right? A lot of people are programmed in this system. I'm free because freedom is a state of mind. There are four major stages to break free from the matrix. We're about to reveal them. Deep divers, are you ready? I said, are you ready? Let's get ready to rumble, deep divers. I'm so comfortable right now, right? So what is the first stage, deep divers, of freedom from the matrix revealed, okay? It is getting mad, the problem. Fight the power. I call it fight the power. Fight back. Shout out to Public Enemy, fight the power, right? That's the first stage, and it's very important because that first stage of fighting the power, fighting the system, when you realize how crooked the system is, immediately you want to react, you want to fight back, you want to fight the power. You're like, Ralph, we're living in a 1984 Orwellian nightmare. They want to control us. They want to take away our freedoms, right? So that's the first stage of freedom from the matrix, becoming aware that the matrix is a system of control and it is all around us, okay? So a lot of people, they want to fight back. And they're fighting back. And this is the first stage because, you see, you can only fight for so long before you get tired. And a lot of people stay at this stage. They're fighting the system, rage against the machine. I was there. But guess what I realized, deep divers? I realized this, that when you fight something, you give your power to it. Slow motion this side. You see, whoever angers you, if the system angers you, if the matrix angers you, if the matrix angers you, what happens? It now controls you. Slow motion this side. Whoever angers you holds your power. They control you. So this stage where a lot of people are angry, you know, there's this expression, deep divers, the truth will set you free, but it will piss you off first. And it's what I call this first stage, I call it the 1984. You're now waking up to realize that the world is turning into 1984. Great book by George Orwell. And he said that they want to convince you that war is peace. Freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength, right? So a lot of people wake up to the 1984 brainwashing, mind control, media manipulation, censorship, right? And that's the first stage. It's really getting mad, fighting the system, fighting back, and you see it through protests and people just exposing the matrix, right? But that's only the first stage because still you're not free from the matrix because anything you fight, deep divers, you will give your power to, okay? So we got to go to the second stage of freedom from the matrix revealed, okay? How you feeling today, deep divers? I hope you're in a good mood. I woke up like this, all magical. And fly. If I say the S word, deep divers, they demonetize my videos. Crazy, right? That's the censorship that's in the matrix. So I got to say, I woke up like this, all magical and fly. Let me tell you this, deep divers. The second stage is the solution. So the first stage of freedom from the matrix is knowing the problem, that this is a prison planet. That's the first stage. The second stage is the solution. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? The solution, right? That's the second stage. And shout out to everyone who's on the solution, right? Because that's what it's all about. And this stage is all about you saying, you know what, I've got to find a solution. And one of these solutions are really all about you being calm. You see, in martial arts, I'm a martial artist, deep divers. Don't make me whoop your ass right now. I'm just kidding. I'll help you, deep divers. I'll protect you from the bad guys and the bad women. Now, in martial arts, anything that you fight, pow, you give your power to. Anytime you're angry and you fight something, you lose power. So that's the reason why the greatest martial artist will always tell you, to defeat your opponent, you must always remain calm. Slow.
Now, we're going to stop right there and take a commercial break. We'll come back to that. But I want you to think about, please, what Ralph just suggested is the first and second stages to freedom from the matrix. Number one, being aware that there's a problem. Knowing there's a problem, we get angry, we get mad, we want to fight the system, but we don't want them to control. We don't want the system or the matrix to control us. So he suggests that's only the first stage. If you stay at the first stage, you're not going to be in that place of super power, supreme power. Remember the republic. We pledge allegiance to a republic. So it's time for us to get back to the republic where the supreme power goes to who? It's held by the people. Time for us to get back to that. We pledge allegiance to that. We have a right to take back our power from this corrupt government and system. So we're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll go back to Ralph and the other two stages of freedom from the matrix. So Naima Latif, your mic is open.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
you for joining me this evening. Call your friends, call your enemies. They need to hear this show tonight about 1986, the Act. The Act that gave those corporatocracy elements more power. And we want to give you the stage one freedom ride tonight. The stage one is to be aware of the problem or be aware of the situation that we've been in since elementary school. Elementary school, for those of you who are just joining us, elementary school, we put our hand over our heart and we said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How is that I can remember that? Because they brainwashed us every day in elementary school that if you were a good United States citizen, you had to say that pledge. So here we are, 2023, the 7th. This is our opportunity to undo all that programming and to bring the solution that Ralph Smart is giving us. What are we going to do about it, he says. What are we going to do about this matrix situation? And if you listen to Ralph Smart, he said there are several systems in operation in this matrix. The food system, the medical system, the government system. You can name several systems that could be under the, quote, matrix system that is overwhelmingly deceptive lies and corruption. In terms of what? In terms of what? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. For those of you who missed it, republic is about giving supreme power. This is the definition, the traditional definition of republic. We should have been looking up etymology in elementary school to really understand, well, what do they mean by this? A state in which supreme power is held by the people and their elected representatives. Unfortunately, we were bamboozled into thinking that that's exactly what we were living in, a republic, when actually it's a corporatocracy, which means power is not in the, supreme power is not with the people, but supreme power is with corporations. And how do we know? In the form of lobby. They developed this lobbyist system where those who haven't in the society and the world, they can pay money. That's basically what it is. Give money to our elected officials to work for the corporation. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what's running this country. And that's why the documentary 1986, the Act, brought out the deepest deception, corruption, and lies in the history probably of this country. And the fact that the book 1984 was relevant in the 2 years before is also significant, because we're living this reality of corruption and what we now call the matrix. So let's continue listening to Ralph Smart develop the four stages of freedom. I started this over again, but we might be a little bit.
Stage where a lot of people are angry. You know, there's this expression, deep divers, the truth will set you free, but it will piss you off first. And it's what I call this first stage. I call it the 1984. You're now waking up to realize that the world is turning into 1984. Great book by George Orwell. And he said that they want to convince you that war is peace. Freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength, right? So a lot of people wake up to the 1984 brainwashing, mind control, media manipulation, censorship, right? And that's the first stage. It's really getting mad, fighting the system, fighting back. And you see it through protests and people just exposing the matrix, right? But that's only the first stage, because still you're not free from the matrix, because anything you fight deep divers, you will give your power to, okay? So we got to go to the second stage of freedom from the matrix revealed, okay? How you feeling today, deep divers? I hope you're in a good mood. I woke up like this, all magical. And fly. If I say the S word, deep divers, they demonetize my videos. Crazy, right? That's the censorship that's in the matrix. So I got to say, I woke up like this, all magical and fly. Let me tell you this, deep divers. The second stage is the solution. So the first stage of freedom from the matrix is knowing the problem, that this is a prison planet. That's the first stage. The second stage is the solution. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? The solution, right? That's the second stage. And shout out to everyone who's on the solution, right? Because that's what it's all about. And this stage is all about you saying, you know what, I've got to find a solution. And one of these solutions are really all about you being calm. You see, in martial arts, I'm a martial artist, deep divers. Don't make me whoop your ass right now. I'm just kidding. I'll help you, deep divers. I'll protect you from the bad guys and the bad women. Now, in martial arts, anything that you fight, pow, you give your power to. Anytime you're angry and you fight something, you lose power. So that's the reason why the greatest martial artist will always tell you to defeat your opponent, you must always remain calm. Slow motion this side. And that's the second stage of freedom from the matrix, being calm to say, you know what? I know how crooked the matrix is, that they lie, they manipulate, they deceive. But you know what? I'm not even going to trip. I'm not even going to trip, deep divers. It's all good. I'm just going to be calm. Keep calm and carry on, right? Because when you are calm, you now conserve your power. You're now charging up. You're now figuring out the master plan. You're now finding out the solution. Okay, so that's huge. Because once you find out the solution, deep divers, you're like, okay, now I know what I have to do. And the solution is all about you saying, you know what? I know the problem. But no matter how mad I get about it, it's not going to change it. Right? So this is how you begin. This is how you begin to become free of the matrix, where you find a solution. One of these solutions could be you going off grid, right? Ralph Smart went off grid, went all around Greece, very remote places. I've been to the Red Sea, been to Ethiopia, been all around the world, remote places, right? That was a solution for me because I'm like, you know what? I've got to find somewhere out of the concrete jungle. That's a solution, right? So instead of you attacking the system, you are now having a solution to say, you know what? I'm going to get off the grid. And that's a good solution, removing yourself from that kind of environment. Okay, so now, deep divers, the third. By the way, make sure you hit that like button, deep divers. Let's get this video into the algorithm. Hit that like button if you support the reel. So the third stage of freedom from the matrix is all about going within. The only way out is in, okay? Now, this is huge because when you learn that they always want you focused on the outside, there's always a problem on the outside. But you see, once you realize that it's all about going within, this frees you from the matrix, okay? So when I talk about going within, I'm talking about spending time meditating. I'm talking about looking at your shadow side. I'm talking about taking accountability. I'm talking about no longer shifting the blame to the system, but saying, you know what? All the power lies in my hands to create my own reality, right? And this is very powerful because the moment you start going within is the moment you begin to free yourself from the matrix. Like if you spend time with yourself every single day, you are now taking back your power. You're now realizing it's not just about what's going on out there, what the media show you. It's all about what's happening in here. Slow motion this side. Because deep divers, they always want to distract you. And anytime you're always distracted, that's how you keep your ass trapped in the matrix. But the moment you say, you know what? I'm going to focus on myself. I'm going to focus on myself. What's going on with me? How do I feel? Forget about the celebrities because I'm the real star. Forget about all of the bad news. Let me focus on me. And this, deep divers, is how you begin to get out of the matrix. You see, I'm getting hungry right now. I've been plant-based, seven-day vegan challenge for over 18 years. And this third stage of going within is all about you taking a look at your diet. Say, you know what, let me start eating to live. Let me start focusing on my health, feeling better, eating better, living better, okay? Pass me the broccoli, pass me the grapes, the red peppers, the tomatoes, and I'm good to go, right? Going within is about having this time with yourself, spending time alone with yourself, getting to know who you really are. And that's why every single day, deep divers, I am in the heart of nature. You've seen me for years. Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Charging up. Charging up. Charging up, right? So it's amazing what happens when you spend time with yourself. When you go within, when you distance yourself from the crowd, deep divers, great things happen. So the fourth stage of freedom from the matrix is where you actually become the architect. So stage one, you were a victim. Things were being done to you. Stage four, you are an architect. You now realize life is not something happening to you. It is responding to you. Slow motion this side. So now you don't have to blame the system. You don't have to hate the system because anything that you hate, deep divers, you are still a slave to. What? Slow motion this side. I said, anything that you hate, you are still a slave to. So you don't hate the system. You are too busy creating a whole new system. You're creating your own reality. And this is the fourth stage of freedom from the matrix. You are now the architect. You're now creating your own system, your own matrix. You're creating a whole new matrix because that's all the matrix is. It's just a system. It's not bad. It's just that this system most people are living in is not serving people. So you have to create your own matrix, your own system, and put love first over fear. So this is a very powerful stage of the matrix. Right? To be free of the matrix. It's where you become the architect of your own reality. You stop feeling disempowered and you wake up feeling empowered. You start realizing who you really are. You know, women have a program in this matrix. Men have a program in this matrix, right? But you have to find out who you really are. And when women find out who they really are, it's over. When men find out who they really are, it's over. When they come together, it's amazing. And this is what I call the fourth stage. The fourth stage of freedom from the matrix. It's like when you surround yourself, deep divers, with like minds, people who are on the same mission as you, people who their hearts beat just like yours, right? You're all about this new earth. You're all about going to the next level. Deep divers, this is how you become free from the matrix. When you're all like, hey, right now, I want to surround myself with people just like me. I want to go to the next level with them, right? This is how you become free from the matrix, right? You surround yourself with like minds. every single day. People who support you. You've now got a support network. And this, Deep Divers, is how you become free from the matrix. You need a community. And if you are creating, that's what I've been doing. I've been creating a community all of these years. It's called Infinite Waters. There are people all around the world who I know who are going to feed me a whole bunch of grapes, who are going to support me. I'm going to support them. We're going to support each other. And this is how you become free from the matrix. You got to create a community, right? You need a whole army, Deep Divers, right? And now you are becoming the change that you wish to see in the world, okay? You are now becoming the change that you wish to see in the world. And that's how, Deep Divers, you free yourself from the matrix revealed by Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. I want everybody to hit that like button right now and share this video, because a lot of people still feel like they got to fight the power. And what is more important than fighting the power is realizing that you are the power. What? Slow motion this side. I said, what is more important than fighting the power is realizing, Deep Divers, that you are the power. I've got the power. He-Man, Deep Divers, that's why I'm just saying. Feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? Wonderful, Deep Divers. I'm just, what are we doing? What are we doing, Deep Divers? Whoa. Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Now, go and check out the best-selling book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book, The Bible of Becoming Your Greatest Version. Also, Deep Divers, I have another new book, Book of 1111 Quotes. Go and check it out on the website. You're going to enjoy it. And I've got Feel Alive Part 2 coming soon. Oh, we got to talk about that, Deep Divers. It's going to blow your mind out of your head. Oh, yeah. Go and get the Good Ass Prana shirts, Deep Divers. Go to the Infinite Water store, ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you're a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart, you want to model the clothing? Well, go and buy some. Deep Divers, they tried to bury us. They forgot we were seeds. Right now, many people, millions of people are awakening and freeing themselves from the matrix. But let me know, which stage are you at right now? Are you fighting the system every single day? Or are you now becoming aware of finding a solution? Okay, or are you now going within more, or are you now becoming the architect? Let me know, Deep Divers, which stage you are at right now of your freedom from the matrix. Once again, I love all of you, Deep Divers. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace. You! Once again, Deep Divers, make sure that you hit that like button. Share the video. Leave a comment down below.
Now, I would like to know from you who are listening tonight, what stage are you in? Are you in stage one, victim-minded? When I watched this documentary yesterday, 1986, The Act, I was angry. I was in victim mode, had the first part, it's a two-hour documentary, and you can find it on rumble.com. You can sign up and become a member of Rumble, rumble.com. That's the alternative news station, alternative social media, where you can actually post things that are true, capital T. So when I watched the first hour, I was angry. I was in that first stage of victim. Oh my goodness, how could they do this to us? How could they do this to us? Because the documentary starts out with two parents, husband and wife, talking about the injury that their child sustained taking a jab. And so the documentary continues to follow this couple in their investigation of why these things are happening to so many children who developed autism after they got the jab. I mean, so you begin to see in the first hour especially the suffering of not only the children and their brain, inflamed brain disease after a jab, but the parents' journey to find out why. And then the parents' guilt after allowing this matrix established system to inject even premature babies that were only 4 pounds, inject them with poison. And so you begin to get angry, and you're in this first stage of being a victim. I was in the first stage, the first time I was a victim. This is horrible. And I'm mad. And how could we let them take over and empower or take our supreme power? Remember, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic, which is supposed to be a system that gives supreme power to its people. You know, us humans, us tax-paying citizens, okay? So that's why you go back to elementary school and you realize this is where some of this programming started, with us accepting this matrix system that wants to jab us, miseducate us, and bring deception and lies and corruption. So watching this documentary again, I'm in victim state. And then I realized, okay, what are we going to do about it? The second hour again reveals how this act of 1986 got more corrupt and more deceitful as the government changed the way they processed and interpreted this act that Ronald Reagan signed into law about giving certain corporations no liability when their product damaged children. No liability. That was what 1986 Act was about. Ronald, we're going to give these corporations who are selling this product to families, children, to inject poisons into their body. And if they're damaged, we don't have to pay up 1 cent. You know who pays for it? The taxpayer. Because what this act supposedly did was establish a fund that would pay out from the tax, from the government damages. A family that was damaged by any product from this corporation that damaged their children, caused their brain to be inflamed. If their product inflamed the brains of thousands of children and their spinal cords, then the government said, oh, don't worry, we're going to set up a court that you can go to, and you can file a claim that your child was damaged, and we'll pay you. The government will pay you. Not the company that produced the product, but the government will pay you. So here we are. This law was set up, 1986. We're going to have this little fund over here to pay you if you get damaged, and no problem. But guess what? They didn't advertise that court. They didn't talk about it. They didn't let too many people know about it. So what happened is a lot of parents and children suffered because there was no knowledge of this court that would pay you if you filed a claim. So then the deception and corruption continues over the last 37 years that if you do file a claim, guess what? The burden of proof is on you. You have to prove that your child was damaged in such a way that it made it almost impossible for people to actually get compensated in this court that the government set up to bring relief to the children and the parents and the families that were damaged by this product that this company was pushing and selling, and we were bombarded with over the last 3 years up until now, and still continue to be bombarded and propagandized and persuaded and advertised that we should take this product because we need it. That's the basic explanation of 1986, the Act, the documentary. A breakdown and outline of historical events that took place by the people we elected who were supposed to give us, the people, supreme power in this Republic of the United States of America. So if you have any questions or comments about what I just described, if it's not clear to you, please press 1 and let's talk about it in the next hour. In the next hour, though, I want to go over the history that our elementary schools failed to show us about the whole medical system and the lies that were portrayed to make us believe in these corporations and the product they were selling us or not or promoting to us in order to do what? I want to ask you, what do you think the whole intention of these products that had to be protected because they were losing so much money, these corporations that were promoting this damaging jab product lost so much money before 1986 because they were trying to promote the 1984 Orwellian belief that ignorance is bliss. There's nothing wrong with being ignorant. If you don't know how we got into this historical mess of medical system defining what is health for you, then that's okay. You're okay. That's the lie that we've been fed for the last 50-plus years. And so tonight we're overcoming that by going into the second and fourth, third and fourth stage, what Ralph described for us. We don't want to stay in victim mode. There are people whose children get damaged from this product that this company has been selling and pushing, and they're in stage one. They stay in victim mode, which, as Ralph said, that takes your power away. We don't want to do that. We pledged allegiance to the republic. The republic says we should have supreme power. I want to hold them to their word. So I'm going to move into stage 2, 3, and 4, and I hope you're going to move into 2, 3, and 4, which is bringing the solution, asking, what can I do? What are we going to do about this to get off the grid and get back our supreme power now? And then going within, flying first, loving ourselves, and then becoming the architect and creator. And in the next hour after these commercial breaks, I want to share with you a little history about this whole system that caused us to be in the first stage, anger, and because we didn't get taught this in elementary school. So we're going to learn it tonight, the history, the medical history that brought us into the place we are today, where so many people are still accepting the deception and corruption and lies that says, we know how to take care of your health. We know how to take care of your body better than you, even though we pledged that we would have allegiance to the republic, which gives us supreme power. So we're going to take that power back tonight. I'm suggesting we take back our supreme power that we pledged for many elementary school years that said, we're the ones in control now. That's what we have to do tonight, is go into that place of going within meditation, empowering ourselves, this powerful supreme being, back to allegiance to not the flag of the United States, not the medical system of the United States, but to the kingdom within and the kingdom without above our heads, cosmic universe reality, and not man and his crazy psychic, psycho elite. Okay, we're going to go to a break. I'll take a deep breath, take a sip of water. And Naima Latif, our executive producer of The Female Solution, is going to bring us a more powerful commercial. Stay tuned. There's more.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, hosts John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
And we are back. Muted. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'd love to hear from you. What stage are you in your efforts to come out of the marriage matrix? We just heard from Ralph Smart. He says the four stages of freedom from the matrix are victimhood, number one, being angry and losing your power. Now, second stage, solution, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? Third stage, going within, fly. He mentioned fly because he doesn't want to use the S word anymore, or they demonetize them. But interesting, fly is what we use on the Female Solution and on my show. First, love yourself. That's part of the key to overcoming this deep deception and corruption. And then four, creator, being a creator. What are you going to do in creating your own new system? And that the problem with the past 50 years and beyond is that we were giving over our power to a government and a system that did not want us to have health at all. Because if you look at the system that we're talking about tonight with the Corrupt Act, the 1986, the whole purpose of that company, that corporation, part of the corporatocracy that we live in, the whole purpose is to keep you sick. Hello, hello, hello. That system, the corporatocracy of the big pharma, is to keep you sick. They don't want you well. You go to a hospital, you don't get carrot juice and green juice and vegetables in the hospital. You get medicine, medical poison. Why? Because they don't want you to get well. They want you to stay in the matrix. So here's a very good talk about the history of modern medicine that got us into this deception in the first place. This woman talks about the lies that launched modern medicine. Let's listen.
Thank you. I'm going to start by talking about graduate school. And buried underneath Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles is a lab that few people know about. It's not advertised on websites or boasted of in brochures. And this is because it's the Animal Research Lab at Children's Hospital. And it was in this lab that I spent countless hours during my PhD infecting a special breed of mouse with HIV. One morning, I was leaning over one of these animals when suddenly the mouse jerked and the needle I was holding in my hand plunged into my finger. I had just accidentally infected myself with HIV and I was terrified. But now when I look back on it, I wonder, why was I so scared? What is it about HIV that is so frightening? The disease isn't like it was in the 1980s. It's no longer a death sentence. Today we have effective therapies that allow people living with HIV to live long, healthy lives. A colleague of mine once asked me, if I had to choose, which would I pick, diabetes or HIV? It's a silly question, but it's actually a fair comparison. Both diabetes and HIV are chronic diseases that are managed by medication. In fact, you could easily make the case that diabetes would be the worst one of the two to have. But for most of us, we wouldn't pick HIV. And the reason has almost nothing to do with medicine, but everything to do with stigma. So I was lucky that day. I didn't get HIV from that needle stick. But what I did gain is a better understanding of how lies and stigma shape human disease. And what I've learned is that just as important as science, just as important as medicine, is our perception of disease. Now, few diseases were as poorly regarded as cancer was in the 1950s. It was considered a disease of civilization, and people that had it couldn't even talk about it. The word cancer couldn't be said aloud on the radio. And the person who changed that was Mary Woodward Lasker. She was married to Albert Lasker, the famous advertising executive, and the two of them waged this PR campaign against cancer. One of the first things Mary did was persuade David Sarnoff, the head of the American Broadcasting Corporation, to not only allow the word cancer to be said on air, but to run a series of ads aimed at promoting awareness of the disease and bringing in wealthy donors. The next thing she did is reorganize the American Cancer Society, and she cleaned house. She got rid of the physicians and scientists that were running this very small organization and replaced them with ad executives and producers. And you can imagine that this led to some big changes. Now there were campaigns that used celebrities and posters to show that anyone could get cancer. And so this was all about lessening the stigma of the disease. Now, she wasn't just content with these efforts. She was also intrigued by this new experimental therapy that was very controversial. It was a drug development program called chemotherapy, and scientists in the 1950s weren't excited about it. There was very little data that it would be effective in humans, and so because of this, there was little reason to put a lot of energy and research into it. But Mary felt differently, and so what she did is she brought expert speakers to testify before Congress. She started this letter-writing campaign, and she made significant fundraising for political contributions, and this had an enormous effect. And because of her, in 1955, $3 million was allocated to start this chemotherapy research program. Scientists were incensed by this. In one committee, they said, the availability of money exceeded the availability of sound ideas. And part of that anger was the fact that you had this wealthy socialite who knew nothing about medicine, but who was coming in and redefining health research in the U.S. And unfortunately, this bitterness persisted with chemotherapy, even when it started to become successful. So the first reports of chemotherapy being effective in humans came in 1958 by Dr. Min-Chu Lee. And he was able to cure several of his female patients using chemotherapy. And he was rewarded for this by being fired. That's how poorly they thought of chemotherapy. Now, he did fine. He ended up getting another job and ended up making very important contributions in chemotherapy. And today, of course, chemotherapy is a cornerstone of our cancer treatment. Before Mary Lasker became involved, only 35% of people with a cancer diagnosis survived for 5 years or longer. And today that number is 68%. So while cancer is becoming less deadly, tuberculosis is raging on. Over the two centuries that we have dealt with tuberculosis as humans, it has killed 1 billion people. It's estimated that 1/3 of the world's population is infected with a latent form of the disease. And it was once known as consumption, and this is because the disease literally consumes you. It eats away at the fat at your body, and it gives you this pale, sickly appearance. And actually, in the 1800s, this pale, sickly skin was seen as romantic, and young women would pale their skin to mimic the effects of tuberculosis. They may have been inspired by Shakespeare, who wrote of females with consumption that they were, quote, pale primroses that die unmarried. However, in 1882, when it was discovered that a bacteria was actually the cause of tuberculosis, and it wasn't this romantic disease of enlightenment, people quickly changed their minds. And in 1912, a group of scientists that were part of the National Association for the Prevention of Tuberculosis, today the American Lung Association, wrote, quote, tubercle is in truth a coarse, common disease bred in foul breath, in dirt, in squalor. The beautiful and rich receive it from the unbeautiful poor. Tubercle attacks failures. And you can imagine this kind of vitriol is coming from physicians, people that are supposed to be helping those with tuberculosis. But that's how bad the stigma was for the disease. And part of the problem is that there simply was no treatment for tuberculosis. So the only thing they could offer was fresh air, sunshine, sleep. And to this end, they carted people off to sanitariums. Now, one of these sanitariums in Delaware was in danger of closing its doors in the early 1900s. And this is when a social worker named Emily Bissell got involved. And she was inspired by this Danish postal clerk to begin selling Christmas seals in her local post office for a penny apiece. Her goal was to raise $300, which would be enough to save the sanitarium. But by the end of that first year, she actually raised $3,000. And this huge amount of money got a lot of attention. Now, newspapers were interested, and scientists were contacting her, and this burgeoning American Lung Association was very interested in how they...
Okay, I'm going to stop there, and I want to ask you, what did you hear from that woman's analysis of lies that launched a medical mystery? Well, the first, that's a 15-minute presentation. The first 8 minutes were really full of lies, deception, and corruption. I don't know if you heard, but she mentioned money quite a few times, and advertising, and then chemotherapy, which is what? A drug. So even this woman who was doing experiments with animals, this describes our history of modern medicine, beginning with testing on animals and drugs like chemotherapy and money. And advertising. And this is why I believe today we are so confused about, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. One nation under who? What? Under chemotherapy? One nation under Big Pharma? One nation under the government, the president, all lies and deception. We've been fed for so many years that now in 2023, we can begin to come out of the first stage of freedom from the matrix, the victim stage, the anger stage, realizing that the internet has brought us lots of information, awareness, and knowledge about this deceiving history of having a corporation running this country into COVID madness and corona madness and bringing many, many people to their death. So we are here tonight to help us overcome. And how does Ralph Smart suggest we overcome? Fly. First, love yourself. We're going to love ourselves out of this deception and corruption and realize that I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. It's out, dead. No more pledging to anybody, anything other than the kingdom within you. We're going to pledge allegiance to the kingdom within us that is fully capable of overcoming anything and everything when our mind is connected to a higher power source of wisdom and knowledge. That's the initial introduction to overcoming all these years of deception and corruption. And I highly recommend you watch the documentary on rumble.com, 1986, The Act, to fully feel the amount of corruption and deception that we need to come out of if we're going to survive in this country, in this world even, because they have other deceptive, corruption planned down the pipe. We've already heard about Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, one of those guys, one of those psychopath elites, talking about another pandemic coming in the future. That means the big pharma greed is at work, because this is, as you just heard from this woman, money, 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 money. Millions of dollars are put into these systems, these matrix systems that breed corruption and deception and lies. They put millions of dollars into these systems, advertising. Paying celebrities. Did you hear she talked about how they paid celebrities to promote their idea? So we want to come into the stage of flying, first loving yourself, this kingdom within. No blame. We want to come out of the first stage of anger, blame. I wanted to just scream. I just practically screamed watching the first hour of the documentary, 1986. Screamed at all the corruption, all the deception. It's just, oh my goodness, it's just amazing to see in this doc, a really good documentary by Andrew Wakefield. Oh, it's amazing to see how deep the corruption and deception was and is. And this is our time. 2023 is the time to come out of that. We have too much knowledge available. And one of the things that keeps us in the deep deception and corruption is distractions like ticky-tacky, you know? I got to take a selfie today. I got to put it on TikTok. I got to put it on Facebook. This is what is keeping many people in the deception and corruption mind that I'm a victim. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to fight until I lose my power. But I'm suggesting tonight that we go back to I pledge allegiance to the republic, which is stating in its definition, in its etymology of republic, that we are the ones who have supreme power. We have the supreme power as human beings on this earth, and as a statement of pledge by the United States of America, we pledge allegiance to who now? Kingdom within. Fly. We're flying now, coming out of victim. We are well aware of the corruption and deception. We cannot stay in ignorance. That's where they got us, ignorance. And all these distractions, tiki-taki. Let's bring in tiki-taki now and distract them even more. This is the plan, brothers and sisters. So I see we have a caller. I'm going to open up the mic. And welcome your comments, questions. And you're sharing your, where are you victim? Where are you in this stage? Are you going to stay in this matrix or are you getting out of this matrix? 336-350. I believe that's Mama AZ. Welcome.
Greetings. Dr. V.
Greetings.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear.
Wow. Dr. V, this is so deep. This podcast is so doggone deep. Brother Harris, the numbers guru, where are you? Where are you? Calling on Brother Harris. Let me tell you something, Dr. V. This is deep. Everybody is in the house. Everybody has been communicating with me. I have Dr. Lateef's book, Visits from the Dream State. I want you to know that her husband, Brother Abdul Lateef, and the brother that I guess you could say the Mothman from another planet, is in her book. She talks about this brother from another planet in the book who looks like a Mothman or a bug or something. Anyway, they visited me today, and what you have uncovered gave me confirmation, additional confirmation, because let me tell you, my dad made his transition 9 years after this bill was passed. And he told me when I was there at the plantation, not the trip because from my family getting all bent out of shape because I couldn't come to my dad's homegoing celebration, which I was park hostessing in North Carolina at the plantation. Pettigrew State Park, which they're next door to each other. But my point being is my dad told me, you are going to start a new avenue in your life. It has to do with numbers. It has to do with numbers. Okay, now when that bill was passed, did you not say 1986?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Dr. V, that was when my friend who's on the other side, Mama Bear, Estelle Cromer, she came down. We had all the campsites full at Pettigrew State Park. We initiated Vision One Women in 1986 at Pettigrew State Park. But that's not all. 1986, what does 1986 add up to?
I think I had done that, the 5, no, 1986 is, let me do 10, 9, it's a 6.
Correct. That's working for humanity without monetary gain. All of this, everybody is a player in all of this, and then when you take 1986 from 2023 is 37. What
right.
is 3 and 7? What's three
That's
and
a
seven?
One. That's a 1 or a 10. Yeah.
Correct. That means you're planting seeds. You're dropping knowledges that you may not see come to fruition in this lifetime, but you are sharing knowledges. That's not all. My mom was had tuberculosis. They put her in a sanitarium. And this lets me know that from the information that you are bringing to the table, to the Kitchen Table University, that Brother Abdul is in the house, my dad is in the house, my mom is in the house, many others. Because what did you say at the beginning of your podcast? We must call on the ancestors.
Right.
You see, people, let me tell you something. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to take a whole lot of time, but I must share this. These are very, very interesting times You have got to not only call on the ancestors, but you got dang better pay attention, dang it, to your dreams, to the little numbers that come to you. If a crow comes to you, you make doggone sure that you write down the time, because that's the ancestors communicating with you through the numbers. Now, what are the odds of you having that video played about the sanitarium and TB and dang, it being a beautiful thing? Who wrote that? I'm like, what?
That's the brainwashing, though. That's the brainwashing. And yes. You know, this when you watch the 1986 documentary, after 2 hours, you're like, this is a very sophisticated system matrix of deception and corruption. That's why we need the ancestors' yes. help. We need the benevolent alien help. We need to call on everybody that's on our side of divine love. And that's the,
okay.
that's the key.
Yes.
Fear has been operating for the last 100 years, whatever, versus love. Ignorance has been operating for thousands of years. We need to call on the love energy of our ancestors, of the cosmos. We need to call on as many forces as possible to beat this system in a timely manner, whatever that is. But yeah, this is crazy. It's been so deep and wide in the way they put this whole system yeah. together, benefit of Big Pharma. It's amazing. And I have to say, well done, well done. Look how many people have died in the last 3 years because
yes.
of this well-planned system. Beautiful, beautiful credit for putting together the most corrupt and deceptive matrix system that's causing people to leave this planet. We got to go to a break, and then we got.
Okay. I just want to say, family, pay attention to everything,
yeah.
especially
yeah.
the numbers, because
yeah.
that is what your dad, my dad, Dr. Lateef's husband, my mom, everybody, even today, I've started a timeline of videos because Reverend A.A. Allen of Miracle Valley, Arizona, he has been communicating with me since yesterday, and I was apprehensive in putting the videos that he's bringing to my phone out there on Facebook. But now that you have this doggone podcast rolling, is giving me more courage. I'm
yeah,
not a victim.
Absolutely.
You're not a victim.
Yeah.
We're not victims.
Yeah.
We chose to take a part in all of this to bring this to light, family. Thank
yeah.
us. See, we
yeah.
got another show about this. Thank us.
Yes, thank us. And we're going to go to the break, and I want everybody to be mindful of, I pledge allegiance not to the flag of the United States, the corrupt, lying system, but I pledge allegiance to the kingdom within the sacred temple that my soul is journeying in. That's a suggested pledge to override all the lies and deception we've been given since birth. So
unmuted.
Let me go to Naima Lateef. Our executive producer has our last group of commercials, and please press 1. I see we have one in the studio. 111, we'll be right back to you after these breaks.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-6000. 9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Overcome 50 years of deep deception and corruption. And the documentary called 1986, The Act, is on Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E.com. I highly advise everybody to watch it if you can and fully take in the level of deception and corruption that we've been up, that has been influencing our lives for the last 50 plus. And it's now time for us to pledge allegiance, not to the flag of the United States, because this government is fully corrupted and lying and deceiving. So we're pledging allegiance to the kingdom within this sacred temple that my soul lives in. This is my suggestion of your new allegiance. Do not fall for the okie-dokie lies, deception, and corruption that has been presented to us over the last 50-plus years. So let me open up the mic to 111111. Your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name, where you're calling from.
I'm Lisa. I'm calling from New Mexico. And I've heard you before on the show. And I'm happy I got in. And I'm not quite sure what to ask. I do listen to your show, but I'm able to ask a question concerning about my relationship.
Oh, okay. What's your name again? You're from New Mexico. That's all I heard.
Yeah, New Mexico, USA, like you were saying, the pledge of allegiance. My name is Lisa.
Lisa. Okay,
USA.
Lisa, go ahead.
Thank you so much. I love what you said about the pledge of allegiance. That's very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you, man. I have a question about my relationship. I have a male friend. I've been quite a while now, right? Just a male friend, because I'm just going to go from there. And I just like to know, I do help people and try to always be a good person. And so my question to you, please, is that I'm not sure if this is happening, but there seems to be like some form of wrong. Like he has this business that he's dealing with someone, like another person, and I'm not sure if he's going. I mean, I need his help, but is that going to be breaking sometime in the near future? His business, because then I won't be able to rely on him. But do you see that happening with the other person that he's doing business with?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Can you rephrase the question? You're talking about a relationship you're in and what the business relationship is about?
Yes, so he's a friend, and so he helps me with things. But he is in a business, his own business, and his own business he has a you know, like a business partner. You know, like business people sometimes are multiple partners. So he has a business partner, and I'd like to know if him and the business partner that he has right now, are there going to be like breaking separation ways? Because if they are, I will be able to get much of assistance. So I just want to be prepared myself. If you see that happening, that they're breaking away sometime in the future, because there seems to be problems right now with
okay,
them. Of course,
so
it affects me because yeah.
Hey, let me understand what you're seeking information about. You're seeking information about a man in your life, and whether or not his relationship with a business partner will continue so that you can benefit from that relationship. Is that correct?
Well, I still like his help, but is his business going separate ways, breaking away with the business partner he has right now going on in the same office?
Okay,
that's the question.
Okay, Lisa, thank you for calling in, and I'm glad you're come calling in and listening to the show. Soul Purpose Healing is all about bringing us back into alignment with the Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Now, in my experience, some people call here and ask me questions as if I'm a psychic. I am psychic, really I am. But I don't answer specific questions about people I don't know, who I've never met, and who I have never experienced their energy from, okay? So this is what I would say to you as a natural psychic, being born under the sign of Pisces, and who is very conscious, living a life of truth, wisdom, and understanding, understanding, is that this is the thing. We live in the moment. We live day to day in the expectation that our Creator loves us, our Creator wants the best for us, and what you can do in your seeking of wisdom about this person and what you want to happen in the future for your benefit, for their benefit, is to seek, as Ralph Smart said, the third stage where you go within. You go within and you connect with this kingdom within. Your soul is on a journey, Lisa, sweetheart, to go within and know yourself better than anyone else. And so you can find the answer to this question you're asking by going out in nature and talking to yourself and talking to nature and just breathing in the oxygen, which is all truth, breathing in the trees, the birds, everything will show you in your own, in its own way, what you need to know. So I hope that's helpful, Lisa, because as I said, I don't know, I don't give right readings or anything like that, but I'm psychic in the sense of if I know people for a period of time, if I can look in people's eyes, if I know their energy even. You know, psychics will tell you, well, what's the person's name, what's their address and all that. Well, I just say, you know, we're in a period of time in 2023. This is the key, Lisa. 2023 is a seven. It's a time for you, Lisa, to tap into your divine self and first love yourself. Tap into your own self to answer whatever question you have about anything or anybody, because the universe is a perpetual answering machine. If you're willing to spend time in meditation, tapping into yourself, this is your year to become your own psychic, Lisa. So thank you again, Lisa, for calling in. And I have one more audio I'd like to share with my audience about the history, the birth of the modern medical system, and why all of us need to be aware of how this is what they should be teaching in
and discern and breaking down in elementary school, not pledging allegiance to a flag of the United States of America, which lied to us for all these years from birth and onward about you. They know best what's best for our health. Our ancestors knew what was best for our health. They had herbs. They had prayer. They had the moon, the stars. We've been lied to. We are no longer going to pledge. And if I'm going to ask my grandchildren, are they asking you to say a pledge to the pledge of allegiance to a flag? I'm going to have to get radical with my grandchildren and say, honey, stop that. If you have to be sent home from school, you are no longer to pledge allegiance to any flag unless you are ready to accept the idea that you have to become the supreme power in your life, not this school, not the government, not the army, military, whatever. You, every soul listening, you are dwelling in a vessel of clay that has divine energy oozing out of it in your brain, in your pineal gland, and every part of you is a supreme being that's been suppressed because we've been pledging allegiance to the United States of America and a corporate system, a corporatocracy, not a republic, but a corporatocracy. So one more lesson about how all this corruption and deception started with a war that we are still in because they want to continue to lie and deceive and keep us in ignorance.
The Civil War was the deadliest conflict in U.S. history.
The numbers are really mind-blowing. From 1861 to 1865, more Americans died in the Civil War than in World War I and World War II combined.
Even more were wounded and maimed.
But despite this unprecedented bloodshed, countless lives were saved during the war.
Today, when you get injured, what do? You make a call, the ambulance comes and picks you up, they treat you for an infection, and the doctor amputates your leg, saving your life.
We've all been there.
We sure have.
But when you think about it, the fact that you can pull your cell phone out and an ambulance will come get you and experts will diagnose you on the spot and take you to a hospital where you could be treated for almost any ailment is pretty amazing.
But it hasn't always been that way, Matt. Improvements in ambulance services, anesthesia, and amputation during the Civil War have paved the way for the kind of quality care we've come to expect.
Okay, I get ambulances and anesthesia, but can you really consider amputation a medical improvement?
You sure can. Oh, we got a call. We got the phone. Oh, this is exciting. Medicine in America before the Civil War was, I'm looking for the right word, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Awesome.
No, it's definitely not that. What we got?
Thorough?
Well, in a way.
I mean, you could call it crude?
Yep, that's the word. This is Jake Wynn, program coordinator and Civil War medicine expert at the National Museum of Civil War Medicine in Frederick, Maryland.
There's just really a lack of knowledge. There's still ideas going back to ancient times, which are still being played out, still being utilized.
A lack of knowledge may be an understatement.
This period of time before the Civil War was referred to as the heroic age of medicine.
Because doctors were heroes.
No, they weren't. It wasn't because the doctors were heroes or anything, but because the treatments were so extreme that only the strongest patients could survive them, making survival a heroic feat on the patient's part.
This often meant the treatments would cause more harm to the patients than the injuries.
Armed with rudimentary surgical instruments and very little knowledge, doctors had patients cut for bloodletting, burned them for blistering, put leeches in infected wounds, and even administered toxic substances like mercury to treat some diseases.
Those who overcame illness did so more by grit and chance than because of the medical help they received.
What's going on in the 1800s as we head towards the Civil War is that's starting to be left behind. And we're starting to do more of a scientific look at medicine and understanding what is causing problems in the human body, what's causing disease, what's causing infection, what's making people sick. It just happens that Civil War takes place right as this rapid period of advancement really begins. And so that's going to push medicine forward.
Roughly 620,000 American soldiers died in the Civil War.
To put that in perspective, it's estimated that total is very close to the number of deaths in all other American wars combined.
So because of the crazy amount of injured, both the Confederate and the Union armies needed a crazy amount of surgeons.
The problem is they were mostly untrained, and those who were trained weren't trained so well to begin with.
So most of them had to learn on the spot.
They're being exposed to some really horrific injuries. And so they're going to be forced to deal with those injuries. And they're going to create innovation. They're going to change the way because they have to. They have to find a way to more efficiently treat people. They're not going to continue with this flawed system that you're going to see when the war breaks out. They're going to make it better, and they're going to make it better, and they're going to make it better as the war goes on.
Enter Jonathan Letterman. He was a trained surgeon graduating from Jefferson Medical College in 1849 and acted as the medical director of the Army of the Potomac. Prior to the Civil War, there was no large-scale system for treating the injured on the battlefield. Surgeons and doctors would actually come out onto the battlefield and attempt to treat the wounded right then and there, which could be, needless to say, rather dangerous.
Being a military man himself, Letterman realized this wouldn't be an efficient way to treat a large amount of wounded soldiers, so he decided there had to be a better way.
This led to arguably the most important medical innovation that happened during the Civil War, the triage system. So this is basically a system of sorting patients by the type of injuries they receive. Instead of trying to treat someone on the battlefield like they did in past wars, doctors would get them off the battlefield, get them out of harm's way, and then send them to where they could get the proper care they needed.
Now, this might sound obvious, because why would you try treating an injured soldier in the middle of all the fighting? That sounds crazy.
But in the United States, there had never been a war on this scale before, so an organized system for treating all the wounded had never been necessary.
The Civil War forced doctors to start thinking more scientifically. They made observations and took notes of what treatments worked and which didn't.
Consequently, medicine became more of a science than it was during the age of leeches and blood.
And this not only lays the groundwork for the medical system that the military uses today, it jumpstarts almost every facet of our modern emergency services.
That system is innovated during the Civil War. Jonathan Letterman puts it in place during the Civil War. It gets its first major test during the battles of 1862. So the Battle of Antietam is Letterman's first major test.
So, where are we?
We're in the field dressing station. This is the first level of care in Letterman's principles of triage and evacuation.
This is John Rathgeb, semi-retired surgeon and authority on Civil War era medicine.
I can hear the battle going on.
The battle's going on about 200 to 300 yards back there. And this actually is a scene from Gettysburg. And this is where the initial first aid was really applied. More wounds patched up, sent back into action. More wounds put aside, kept comfortable. They would give them morphine here. They might give them a shot of whiskey. One of the things in this scene that you may notice is that the wounded system sergeant and the hospital steward are treating a Confederate soldier.
So listening to that, I hope you get the sense of the type of medical treatment that's given to soldiers is very significant when you've been in a war, right? Post-traumatic stress disorder, wartime. And there is no better system in the United States, I think, than the emergency room of a hospital. If you've been shot up with a bullet, you've been stabbed or wounded in any way, or whatever emergency acute system, the United States shines through in the emergency room. Most people their lives are saved if they get to the emergency room on time. The problem is with that description of how they call an ambulance, the problem is they want to have that system throughout the general public, even if you're not in an emergency situation, even if you don't have post-traumatic. That system has been strategically planned to take over the total medical system where the drugs are the solution. When we go back to our Native American experience where plants were used, nature was used, that has been strategically tried to wipe it out and eliminate it and bring in Rockefellers and all the other psycho-elite systems and care for American citizens. So we're at the end of the show, and if you missed the beginning, we played Ralph Smart to introduce the truth about the four stages of freedom, the four stages of freedom from the Matrix. And we're talking about the 1986 Act that totally describes the depth of corruption and deception that took place when Ronald Reagan signed an act that gave corporation like Big Pharma total freedom from liability. And it got worse and worse and worse over the last 37 years, that today we are still in the biggest corruptive, deceptive system. So that I go back to elementary school. where we were, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. What is the republic? We defined republic. Republic means that a state in which supreme power is held by the people and their elected representatives. We're taking back our power, people. This is the fourth stage of coming out of the matrix. We mentally take back our power. We are no longer dependent on this corrupt, lying system. And again, I strongly suggest you watch the documentary, 1986, The Act, on Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. You can sign up there. I believe it's free. I'm sure it's free. And watch the 2 hours of the development of the most corrupt, strategically planned system on the planet. They planned this so well that today we have killed thousands of people because this system got better and better at deceiving, lying, and totally corrupting the minds and the hearts of people in this country, if not the world. So tonight I want everybody to please commit to pledging allegiance only to the kingdom within you, that your soul, this vessel that you're dwelling in, flying, first loving ourselves. I pledge allegiance to the kingdom within me that includes a pineal gland, a mind connected to a microbiome system, mind-body connection, totally advanced computer system. Pledge allegiance to the system within me to fully bring me out of the matrix and the lies and deception and corruption that have killed thousands of our family, brothers and sisters over the last 3 years in big, big way. So hopefully you'll share this with others so that we can begin the fourth stage where we are the architects. We are the creators to bring us out of the matrix, no longer depending on the government. I pledge of allegiance, no flag, no government, no medical system. It's pledging allegiance to the cosmic love energy that is over and around us and the cosmic that is inside of us to bring us out of this matrix of destruction and evil and deception and total, total corruption. Watch the 1986 Act and you understand why I'm just passionate about the fourth stage, becoming our own creator, our own architect. No more pledging allegiance to anybody, anything. And we got to bring our children out of that matrix. No more pledging allegiance to the flag of any. We are now in fourth stage. No more victim minds, fighting, angry. The system is corrupt. There's a solution. Starts with fly. First, love yourself. So I hope you'll do that moving forward. And tomorrow, be sure and join Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host, honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, What Next, on Monday morning mindfulness. And the name of documentary, it's 1986, The Act. That's the name of the documentary, 1986, The Act. ACT. Everybody have a great week. It is cold in Florida. We're in our second winter phase. Last maybe a couple of days, then we're back in the summer. So we're out of here now. We only have 10 seconds left, but we have one hand up. Why are you waiting to the last minute? Go ahead. You have about 20. I'm going to give you 20 seconds. 773-450.
Wonderful show.
Thank you.
Be blessed in higher consciousness. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Thank you. You too. Blessings and love to you too. That's Brother Obadiah. Everybody have a beautiful week and stay positive. Send out love, love, love to all your friends and light and love. Honor everyone's decisions, whatever they may be. But you and me, pledging allegiance to the kingdom within.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And to all my good friends, and
thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.